Alrighty, time for Hidden History. Charles Fay is our expert in that area, and he joins us on the show as per usual around this time. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
So, interesting lady I discovered yesterday, just sort of looking around, was Tilly Aston. Tilly Aston, born in Carisbrook, and she played a very, very important role in, I guess, developing what ultimately became Vision Australia from fairly basic sort of roots. She had a challenging young life.
Oh, she certainly did. I mean, she was born with sort of limited eyesight, and her parents basically tried to sort of make her aware of the world, knowing that she probably would go blind. And before she went blind, which she did at the age of eight, she was taught to read using sort of large print. But then, you know, unfortunately, she went blind and sort of lived a sort of very boring life until a sort of an itinerant preacher turned up, an ex-miner who'd lost his life in lost his sight in a mining accident, and he taught her Braille. And from sort of learning Braille from him, she went to a sort of blind school in Melbourne, and she became the first blind student to matriculate and to attend Melbourne University.
Wow. You know, the thing that fascinates me with stories like this is that those sliding window moments, you know, that, you know, if she didn't have parents who obviously had good cop on to try and get her to understand the world before she lost her eyesight, and had she not met that itinerant guy going around, you know, like, it could have been a totally different story, couldn't it?
Oh, it would have been a terrible story. She just would have been imprisoned in her sort of loneliness, I suppose.
Yeah. So as she went through her education, there were even a few hiccups there, I believe, when she went to uni initially in Melbourne.
Yeah, well, she went to university and discovered that there weren't many Braille books around. And basically she couldn't finish her degree. She sort of did 2 years at the university, but then she went on to form an association for Braille writers and basically set about setting up a Braille library. And with a few friends, she founded and became the first secretary of the Association for the Advancement of the Blind, and that became Vision Australia eventually.
Wow. Yeah, quite astounding.
Oh, yeah, really. Yeah. And I think the other great achievement of hers was in 1913, she applied to the education department to be the post of head of the school for the blind. And even here she had trouble because many of the staff of the school for the blind really didn't think a blind person should be in that position. So although, well, apparently she enjoyed teaching for a number of years, she always had this opposition from many of the people she worked with.
Gee, and you know, unfortunately, it's getting better, but to this day, there'll be people with various disabilities that still put up with those barriers put in front of them. But, you know, when you consider the time and era in which she lived, it was just amazing stuff, really, wasn't it?
Oh, very amazing. And I suppose in recognition of the achievement, so there's a federal electorate of Aston is named after her.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, there you go. And I see she was also a prolific writer as well. Poetry, prose, sketches, you know. Yeah, quite amazing.
Yeah, she even wrote a serialised book for the Bendigo Advertiser.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, when's that published?
Oh, well, it was in 1937, Mark. You've missed it.
Damn. What an amazing lady. Yeah, we could spend a lot more time talking of her, but that's it for this morning. But Tilly Aston, born in Carisbrook, just an amazing story, I reckon.
Yeah, very amazing, yeah.
Hey, Charles, thank you so much for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, catch you, Mark. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too. Charles Fay, Hidden History on the Wake Up Caller, Gold Central Victoria.